Max Smith recently retired as the director of Aspen Highlands Ski Patrol after 42 seasons on the job, though he will remain on the patrol during the winter and help as needed throughout the next few years. He first stepped foot on Highlands when he was only 8 years old and got his start on the mountain washing dishes at the merry-go-round restaurant after graduating from Basalt High School. I recently caught up with Max Smith and talked about how it feels to be handing over the reins after 4 decades on the mountain.
I think you have different emotions. Sometimes you think, well, this is sad just because of you're getting older and you're not have the physical abilities you had before. And so there's some of that I think is just natural. The weight of the responsibility is huge, and I'm glad to be giving that up.
You were integral in opening much of Aspen's extreme ski terrain, including the now famous Highlands Bowl. How did you make the decision to pursue your dream? And I'm specifically thinking about, you know, reopening the bowl to the public even after the fatal avalanche in 1984.
Yeah, this is a path that's, very difficult to talk about. That year, you know, the 83-84 year was a real big snow year. It was probably one of the biggest in my career anyway that was on that mountain. You know, the guys went out and did control work that morning. They threw charges below them, and the whole thing broke above them and swept them down. And so it was a really very big avalanche. We hadn't really seen that kind of a slide before this time. I wasn't there that day when it happened. I was off, but it was something that is always going to stay with us, the whole patrol. It's what keeps us focused on our job. It keeps us driven to understand what happens to the very beginning layers of snow, the first ones that come. And we learn from that, and that's how come our program has definitely changed. From 84 to 88, we didn't even step foot in the bowl. And then in 88, we started going back up a little bit, trying to put together some of the things that we had learned from those other times to see how we could go forward. It wasn't until the ski company really bought us that we really put a wholehearted effort into it, because then we could dedicate a team just to do it. And those years were between 84 and 93 were, there's still some really good times in it, but yet, you know, you've always got this in the back of your head that there's 3 guys that meant a lot to us on patrol that were no longer with us in our group. So now they were very close friends, and it's even to today, it's still a difficult subject to broach.
With the ongoing drought in our valley and across most of the West, it also feels not totally surprising that there hasn't been a lot of snow this year. What impacts have you witnessed in terms of climate change in your 42 seasons on the mountain?
I think it's just a slow change. And so you don't really realize that it's coming on you, because we've had these couple dry years in a row, and now it's more I see it in the dirt layers on the mountain in the fall, which all of a sudden you can't even brush because it's so dry. You can't run a brushing machine because you're worried about starting a fire. It's just slowly getting drier. And now, can we go into a wet period? Absolutely. I don't doubt we could have another 07, 08 year and kind of think that, okay, this is all behind us again. But it's slowly changing, and I think we're going to have to keep our eye on what snowmaking has to be in order to get ourselves high enough to where we can have a product that goes all the way to the bottom of the mountain early in our season. Aspen Mountain, this is the first year they've had snowmaking clear to the top, and that mountain's been skiing tremendously because of it. If this continues, this same cycle of the last 10 years continues, we're going to start running out of water in our basins, and we won't be able to make snow. We've got an industry that we have to really fight hard to affect what we can at this time ourselves.
Highlands patroller Lori Spence has been appointed as acting director in your place, and she's the first woman to serve as the director of the Aspen Highlands Ski Patrol. What do you think it will take to make sure more women are in positions of leadership when it comes to local patrols and the larger ski industry?
All of us as patrol directors are searching for women to be on our patrol, but there just doesn't seem to be very many of them available. I think the stumbling block is that the tradition is there that it's a male-oriented job, and it shouldn't be. You know, it's just one that you have to be passionate about, that this is what you want to do in your life. And I think the women that jump into it are never regretful of jumping into it. I just think there's got to be more women that want to be patrollers and put themselves out going, no, this is what I want to do. And I'm going to make sure that I'm the squeaky wheel in front of these people all the time. And if they do that, they're going to get the job.
After spending nearly every day on Highlands for 5 decades, I imagine you must have a deep connection to the mountain, maybe even spiritual. And I'm wondering, is that the case?
I love the mountain. It is my lover. It's my wife. It's something that's beyond what a thing should be. You know, it's just a mountain, right? It's just a thing, but it's not. It's got more of my blood, sweat, and tears into that place than anything else in my life.
That was former Aspen Highlands Ski Patrol Director Max Smith. He recently retired after 42 seasons on the job.